This is Auburn Opelika's classic hit station, Wings 94.3.
The following is an Auburn Network production.
From Wings 94.3 Sports, this is After the Game, a recap and breakdown of the Auburn basketball game. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And brought to you by Sensigreen. For air that's cool and clean, call Sensigreen. To be a part of the show, call 334-321-9002. That's 334-321-9002. Now, let's join Jack Hutton and Uncle T-Bone.
You won't be joining Jack Hutton on here, that's for sure.
That sounds like Ben Taylor to Uncle T-Bone, not Jack Hutton, yeah, my friend.
Ben Taylor filling in for Jack Hutton, who I could go so many ways with making fun of him or giving him the needle or
sure
making the old guy come up here with the other old guy to talk basketball. It was a throwback day today. Is that why I'm here, Uncle T-Bone?
Throwing it back to 1993.
One of the tweets read today too after the game. I knew it was a throwback game today because they had like the Tecmo Bowl writing on everything and all that kind of stuff. It's like I didn't know we'd play like it was a throwback day today.
Well, I think Auburn played like it was kind of a Nintendo basketball game in some sorts today. Not a good day for the Tigers. Welcome to After the Game on Wings 94.3, brought to you by our good friends over at the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care. Two locations, Ben, in Auburn and Opelika, and yours truly may need some of that after watching this game today. And then also brought to you by good friends over at Sensigreen for air that's cool and clean because it's 85 degrees outside in February. Yeah. Call Sensigreen. And you, speaking of calling, can get in touch with us, 334-321-9002. We'll be on for the next hour here at Wings 94.3, and we're just going to break it down straight up. It's been a lot more fun.
Yeah,
without you in here the last Saturday's been, but I'm sure we're going to have fun tonight. Tigers go down to the Gators 90-81 at home, and just really with about 5 minutes left to go in the second half, got knocked out of that basketball game.
Yeah, they did. And I mean, they didn't shoot it well in the beginning. I mean, they had to play from behind the entire game pretty much. Free throws were not there, so that was an issue. Turnovers were an issue. Denver Jones had probably the worst game of the season, even defensively. So he turned the ball over a couple of times in wide open court, and we're asking a lot of him. I mean, we're asking him to be the point guard. He's not a point guard. He's more of a two than anything else. And so,
right.
You know, with that not being an option this year and Pegues not working out at the beginning of the year, we've had to put him at point, and he went 0-for, you know, from three. So, I mean, he's not the reason we lost the game by any means, because also Janai, you look at Janai and Broom ends up with 18. He probably should have had 26. And the reason being is just because he missed a ton of bunnies underneath that he didn't get. The rebound, the combination, I mean, we tied him in rebound. Both had 40 apiece. So no big deal there. What's the rule on this? We got a caller. Do we take a caller?
Go ahead and take it right now. Fire away.
321. What is it?
334-321-9002.
There you go. 9002. Caller, who are we talking to?
It's Lonnie from Lochipoca. Can you hear me, guys?
There he is. Hey, Lonnie. What's up, man?
Loud and clear, Lonnie.
Well, you brought me right into what I wanted to talk about. You said that rebounding 40-40, and you're right, but I will say this, and you can look at the statistics. This team is not a great rebounding team on either side of the ball. I mean, it's just not. I mean, did either one of y'all expect us not to lose a game the rest of the year? I mean, I didn't.
No, as a matter of fact, they've already made liars out of me, Lonnie, because I got the side eye from up here, because going into the Ole Miss game, somebody said pick the next five, and I said we'd go two and three. I thought the three losses would be Ole Miss, Florida, and Alabama.
Well, I didn't necessarily think we would lose that game today. I definitely figured that it would be closer than the line was, which was, what, 9.5 or 10 points.
I thought that wild.
Was way too much. But, I mean, you know, as far as the game's concerned, I'm not mad. This team's got a lot that it can accomplish. This team can go very, very far in the tournament, and I think they will. The question I have is, why did Cardwell play so much in the second half, given the fact that, you know, their big men were completely dominant down low, and we needed to catch up by shooting? I don't understand why Cardwell played so much in the second half.
Dylan Cardwell goes for 24 minutes in this game, 12 rebounds, 1 assist, 5 points. Shot the ball terribly from the free throw line. Let's just go ahead and call a spade a spade.
Well, that was the main issue in the whole game.
Yeah.
Tigers shoot from the free throw line 14 of 23. Got a few late to make that number better. That's barely 61%. Just touching it. They did not shoot the ball well from the free throw line and the charity stripe today, Lonnie.
Well, I'm not going to second guess our coach too much. Obviously, he's one of the best in the game. I can't say that I'm shocked by the loss. I'm just shocked by a little bit of the personnel that we had in the second half. I don't know what in the world was going on with Baker Mazzara, if he was hurt or what. I will say that everybody that's ready to anoint Stephen Pearl the next in line after Bruce Pearl retires, which hopefully won't be anytime soon, there's a guy that beat us today on the other side of the court that we might want to look at. He's coached here before. I think everybody knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, that around the office here, Lonnie, we call every time we mention his name, we call him Auburn's next head coach.
Well, I mean, that guy can flat out coach. But yeah.
He flat out out coached Auburn's coaching staff today. That's a fact.
He sure did. Guys, y'all don't forget about the women's basketball game tomorrow. War Eagle.
Yeah, Lonnie, appreciate it. War Eagle. He made a good point about Dylan playing quite a bit, and I did wonder why it wasn't more of a Chaney Janai rotation out there a little bit more, because especially what Dylan, yeah, they were getting him the ball, but the thing is Florida, smart enough, said, let him get the ball.
Yeah, hack-a-shack time,
he
right?
He can't shoot. He's 1 of 5 from the line.
You had a great saying earlier. They missed a lot of bunnies, and Dylan missed a lot as well.
Yeah.
And these are powerful plays, and he's a powerful man. If you're going to get fouled and you're right under the rim, slam that home with some authority, yes. Dylan. It's almost like he's a little apprehensive all of a sudden attacking the goal. And when Auburn's successful, there's a lot of things that needs to happen. And Dylan Cardwell slamming it home is one of those things. I mean, he has 12 rebounds in 24 minutes. And Florida's a physical basketball team. Very athletic, very long, and very tough. Listen, this is a 20-3 Gator team that's ranked 6, probably moving into the top 5, or if anyone even comes close to losing, that's a team that can win a national championship.
Yeah.
It's not like it's any shame losing to Florida today. It's not like South Carolina rolled in here and beaten anybody in SEC play yet and dominated Auburn. But Auburn just kind of had the feeling they didn't get off the bus. They didn't wake up. The alarm never went off. Lonnie also mentions personnel, and this is something that I've been preaching even through Tiger victories, Ben, all season long. I don't care how many minutes you got to play him. You got to get Tahad Pettiford running the point permanently. Mm. 25 minutes, 2 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 14 points. The guy's a baller. The guy's a player. Let's get Denver back at 2. And if Tahad has to play 40 minutes like Mark Sears did last year for Alabama through the tournament, it's go time with him.
I completely agree. We got another phone call as I head to the phone lines. 334-321-9002 after the game, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, as well as Sensor Green. Who am I leaving out? Anybody?
That's it, baby.
Okay. I was just making sure. I'm new to this.
You got it right.
I just started this radio thing this week.
Yeah, you're real new in radio.
We head to the phone lines. Who are we talking to?
Mary.
Hey, Mary, what do you have to say tonight?
Well, it was ugly, and hopefully this will wake them up.
You know what's funny?
Get them ready, get them humble.
You know what's funny about that, Mary, is listening to the postgame with Bruce, because we're sitting in here, and so we listen to it when the broadcast is over with, and he even admitted, he said, our guys didn't come ready to play tonight. And he shouldered the blame for it, but he said they just, Florida wanted it more than we did, played harder than we did, and at the end of the day, they were 9 points better than we were.
Yeah, it looked like our veterans, I thought, didn't play as well as the new kids did.
Mm. Now, this is a Florida Gator team, Mary, that you've seen several times. I know you very well, and you're a passionate mm-hmm. basketball fan of Auburn, have been practically your whole life growing up here on the Plains. And you've seen Florida and Auburn match up in SEC tournament games and the Tigers just blow them out.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like to me that they just had about enough of Auburn kicking their ass. Mm-hmm. And they came in here with a chip on their shoulder and took it to the Tigers. What do you feel about that?
Well, they definitely did that, but they did that to us last year in Gainesville as well, because I went to that game, and it was ugly.
Yeah, although I would say, Mary, most games in the O'Connell Center are usually ugly for some reason. I don't know what it is. That place is jinxed for any visiting team.
It is, and I don't think when we went down there, like we haven't won down there in like 15 years or something like that. But I think. I mean, y'all said it already. I mean, our free throws were horrible, more than usual. They shot better. They usually shoot around 70% mm-hmm. free throws, and their passing was so quick, and the big guys would just pass it so quick that before we could even turn around and block it or defend it.
Yeah, the combination of our bad free throw shooting, they're better free throw shooting, and they only average hitting 9 threes per game, and they hit 13 this game. That's a big difference in the ball game right there. The amount of threes that they hit, for one, as well as their free throw percentage, which you said is usually around 70-75%. It was 83% tonight. Should have been about 85% because they missed some at the end, just where we fouled them, and they were putting big guys on the line. Otherwise, they would have probably shot 85-90% from the free throw line tonight.
But, I mean, I think we can win in Vanderbilt, and I think next Saturday is going to be tough. I'll be pulling for Arkansas tonight, see if we can.
Yeah, I think that's the positive thing about going to 10, and Bruce said that, is if we can get a win at Vandy, you're still tied at first at the top of the league, even with Alabama. And so, depending on what they do tonight, depending on what they do the middle of the week, I got them probably doing well tonight. They had their bye week this week, so they finally got a chance to rest. So, but big game Cal. I mean, he showed up and beat Kentucky with a subpar team.
Yeah, they're hot right now, Ben.
Yeah, they're hot right now. And you got them.
Go ahead, Mayor.
Cal's always got his teams ready at the right time.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. They'll make a run here at the end of the season.
Oh, they'll be calling up the Hogs tonight, buddy. Ain't no question about it.
And it's a tough place to play. When you're over there and him coming off Arkansas over Kentucky, that win there, and bringing them back home, that home crowd will show up tonight to support them just because he just showed what he could do with probably one of the most subpar teams they've had at Arkansas in a while.
Right, right. I agree.
So, Mary, thank you for the call. Appreciate it, War Eagle.
All right. You're War Eagle.
Mary, join us. You can join us too. 334-321-9002 after what Bruce called a mediocre performance against the Florida Gators at home tonight. I will ask Uncle T-Bone here a question here momentarily. Let's get to at least one break. I don't know how many we got in here.
it keeps bouncing around. There's usually four, though.
Okay. I only see three, so we may fix that before it's all said and done with. So do have one break to get to, and we'll do that now. But you can still call after the break. Be sure to dial us up, 334-321-9002. After the game on Wings, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama Center, go-to center for orthopedic care. Locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. Go online to theorthoclinic.com. Also brought to you by Sensegreen Heating and Air. For air that's warm and clean, call Sensegreen today. The phone number again, 321-9002 to be a part of the show. We'll be back with more tomorrow. It is after the game.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
War Eagle, this is Coach Bruce Pearl. If you want the latest on Auburn basketball and the SEC, keep it locked right here on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7. The only place you can get 7 straight hours of local sports talk, starting with the Max Roundtable at 11 a.m., On the Line with Jacob Goins at 2, followed by The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck at 4. ESPN 106.7.
Hey, this is Ryan Wade, owner and stylist at 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. Basketball season is underway on the plains, and it's time for basketball Tiger Takes. Join Bill and Dan every Thursday at 5:30 on The Drive as they visit with Auburn Basketball Center Dylan Cardwell. Every week, the guys hear the unique perspective from inside the locker room while learning the latest news about the team. Tiger Takes, every Thursday at 5:30 on The Drive on ESPN 106.7, brought to you by 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. War Eagle.
Hip pain is not to be taken lightly. It could be a sign of hip impingement. If pain, stiffness, or limping persists, see a hip specialist at the orthopedic clinic. Treatment includes non-surgical options, but if surgery is needed, minimally invasive arthroscopic hip surgery is only available locally at the orthopedic clinic. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
This is After the Game on Wings 94.3, and we want to hear from you. Call 334-321-9002.
Off to a hot start here at After the Game on Wings 94.3. I am Uncle T-Bone here with Ben Taylor, not Jumping Jack Hudden. No. He's out and about doing whatever he does in his free time, but he couldn't make it today, our normal host. And, you know, leave it to Ben to come in when we got a big L, but the phones are on fire. People are ready to get in. It's not Jabba, folks. Yeah. It's just a loss. It's okay. We're not, it's not like it's Yale. This is a really good Florida game, Florida team, excuse me, and they played a heck of a game. They were ready to rock and roll, Ben.
They were. They were they were prepared. We knew they would be. You and I were talking about it. Golden is one of those coaches that is going to have something. He knows Bruce and staff better than anybody.
Right.
So he knows what to do. I mean, like we talked about, leaving Dylan open, letting Dylan to Hackashack, fouling Dylan, sure, putting him on the line. Something other teams have not done yet. Now, the bad part about that is people are going to watch a lot of this tape. This tape will be circulating around the SEC. We do have another call. Let's get to the phone real quick. 334-321-9002, the number to call, all brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic as well as Sensa Green. Who are we talking to?
Hey, Specter.
Hey, Specter, what's going on, my man?
Not much. Listen, yeah, you're right. It's just a one game. And no sweaty guy. We wanted to find out where our weaknesses are before the tournament starts. And we played a caliber team there. And I'm glad we found out where our weaknesses are. But let me tell you something. You guys need to help me out with my memory now. The last time Baker showed his tail on the court, mm-hmm, it was before the Yale game. Is that right?
Before and during.
Yeah, I don't know about before it. I can't remember that. But I do know during it when he got ejected from the game for throwing an elbow.
Yeah, and then we lost that game.
You know, he's done a really good job this season, Ben Inspector, yeah, of keeping it emotionally between the buoys.
Yes.
And then it all came out in a blowout win against Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. He let somebody get under his skin, and all of a sudden he's just, you know, next game, nosedive, barely plays 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to be an all SEC type player. 1 rebound, 2 assists, and 6 points. That's not good enough, Chad Baker.
Yeah. You know, the reason I brought that up was in the last game that I was watching, and he fouled out. And, buddy, he was standing behind Pearl, giving the ref some lip.
Yeah.
And I told my friend Jake, I said, I guarantee you this is going to affect the team, and we're going to lose our next game.
Yeah,
and I don't know if that's true or not, but something's going on there.
I think it affected him more than necessarily the team, because he was not as mouthy today, not as you know, the little side shots and little sneaky elbows, and not as many flops. I mean, he did there at the end. He flopped and like left the floor, at, you know, after some friendly fire, because even when they went to monitor, they said the guy was on the same team. So, but he did hit the floor. But Oklahoma came in, Florida came in with a game plan to stop Dillon and to stop the inside game and to stop Denver Jones, and they did that. And, you know, those three things worked. And Oklahoma, on the other end, it did not work, but they came in to try to annoy Janai and annoy Baker Mazzara. And it worked with Baker Mazzara because they got him out of the game. Bad part is they were getting the doors blown off of him by 25 right. when they did. And I think that Chad Baker Mazzara, you know, you were talking about it, Wade. I think it's more of a controlled rage. Because during close games, throw the Yale game out. Everybody goes, well, look at Yale. Throw the Yale game out. He gets worse when Auburn's winning by more because he knows he can get away with it. Because if he hurts the team and gets put on the bench, the game's out of hand. And I think that's why he was a little subdued tonight. And I honestly would have liked to have seen him be more aggressive tonight than what he was. And it's probably why he only got 19 minutes and didn't have anything to show for it.
Yeah, don't get me wrong, guys. I'm not blaming this loss on BM.
No, not at all. No, it was a concerted team effort of not showing up tonight.
Yes, I'm glad we had this loss the way it was because we know where our weaknesses are at. And Caldwell, I've always been a proponent of him being on the floor at the same time Janai is, because both of them together just dominate. And I don't like one going out and the other one coming in. Mm. But anyway, you know, Caldwell had a bad night. A lot of other ones had a bad night. Mm. So just chalk it up.
Appreciate the phone call, Spectre. Thanks for getting in.
Big War Eagle to you, Spectre.
War Eagle to you, 334-321-9002. You can get in like Spectre. The phones are just blazing hot right now. I guess you can kind of expect that after a loss. I'm with you. I wish I would have seen a little bit more aggressive Chad, and especially the entire team. As he goes, it seems like not necessarily with the trash talk, but just emotionally and on fire and playing like your hair's on fire, Auburn goes, they just didn't have that extra gear of, I don't want to call it want to, but I don't know, fire or whatever you want to call it. I mean, Todd Pettiford to me is always rolling. I think he's a future NBAer, but the rest of the team just kind of seemed flat today.
They did, and I mean, even Bruce saw that. He said that in as much during his post-game presser. However, I will point out, you know, Auburn scored 81 points.
Sure.
If you'd have told me earlier in the week they'd score 81, I thought defensively the effort would have been there, that they had a better chance of winning. They've only let somebody score over 80 points one other time this year, and it was Duke. Other than that, they've shut everybody down. So Auburn had a defensive lapse as much as they did an offensive lapse. Head to the phone lines, 334-321-9002. Like Uncle T-Bone said, man, lighten up during the loss. Who are we talking to?
Yeah, hey, this is Philip Kaiser.
Hey, Philip, how you doing, man? War Eagle to you.
War Eagle. You know, I just, you know, wanted to call y'all and want to know why Janai Broome, biggest player in the country, was at Walmart at 12 o'clock today.
I think they were picking up supplies for some of the people that were down there in Pearl World.
Which Walmart was he at? Opelika or Auburn?
Auburn
on South
Walmart.
College.
At the main one, or he go to the grocery store, the market?
No, he was at Auburn Walmart.
Was he buying? What was he buying, Phil?
Of the year. No, the biggest game of the year, you know. Our biggest player shows up at Walmart, okay? You know, 3 hours before the game, I think he'd be with your team. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Well, are you sure you saw him at Walmart at 12 o'clock? Because usually shoot around is during that time.
No, because I said Jemai, and he turned around. It was him.
Okay.
You know, y'all go ahead. Go on with it.
Hey, well,
you know.
Breaking news, Ben.
I mean, he still had
got a source at Walmart spotting Jemai Broome.
He still had a double-double.
It don't matter. Man, your star player need to be with your team, and maybe that's why we weren't together today. Okay?
All right.
Yeah, really.
Do you think
Coach Dye have his players together? Okay?
Okay.
You need to have your players together.
Did he have them together in 1992?
Well, it don't matter, baby. You know?
Okay, well, you saying
we,
that,
then, I guess. We did what we did.
Did you get a photo of this? Saying, this is like Sasquatch.
You know, no. You know, if you're the coach of a team, you get your players together before the game.
Well,
they
hold on now. I'm not
stopping at Walmart.
I'm not saying Walmart. what you're saying is incorrect.
Phillip, in the whole world.
But I'm with you. If Jamai Broome, like you said, Jamai was at Walmart this morning at 12 high noon, 3 hours before tip off, is that a Broome problem or a coaching problem?
It's a team problem. That's why we didn't play good together today. I mean, you know, you don't let your guys go to Walmart. Who shops at Walmart if you're the number one player in the nation?
I mean, should he go to Target?
Who's gonna be at Walmart, Doc?
Let me ask you this, Phillip. Was he the only one, or did they go as a team?
No, because when I called his name out, he turned around and said, hey, then he put his little hoodie on so nobody could recognize him.
Okay.
Okay. Nobody goes to Walmart before a ball game. You got anything you want, anything you need, and you going to Walmart.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Well, Phillip, I appreciate
y'all have
it.
Have a good day.
All right. War Eagle to you. Now, I'm going to push back a little bit on Phillip because what if he lives down there towards Walmart and on the way into the facility? He needed something.
Yeah, he needs some like cheese balls or something.
He needed something.
He needed a snack.
I mean, I stopped at Circle K on the way into work. I mean, he was going.
I mean,
into
I stopped
work.
In here this evening just to get a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I mean, I
stopped
don't understand.
On the way in to get
maybe he needed to make a return or something.
I don't know. I mean, it's. I still
doesn't he live on campus?
I don't know, but I'm still questioning the timing on it.
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock's right around shoot around.
Let
the
me
time.
Tell you what I think we're going to need to send Jacob Goins over the host of All on the Line.
Okay.
In first question out of shoot. In the press conference, or I'll just go down to Baumhauer's for Tiger Talk.
Okay.
Coach Phillip Kaiser, caller. So, by the way, my name is Uncle T-Boone. I'm host of a postgame show. I don't know if you know me or not. Love you. Mean it. Phillip Kaiser called in and said, your man, the National Player of the Year, was not at Target,
yeah,
but was at Walmart. High noon, 3 hours before tip-off. Is that a fact or not? What are you doing with this team?
That is fantastic. So let's hit the phone lines again. Let's see if they saw anybody at Target. Welcome in on the line. I mean, on the line. You got that in my head already. After the game, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic as well as
Tomato, Tomato.
Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Jonathan.
Hey, Jonathan. What's up, my man?
Hey, just was going to talk about the game. Just got back from it.
I would love for you to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard that awesome. Call, too.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know if that's true or not. But anyway, yeah, I mean, I think there's positives and negatives. Obviously, it's a long season, and you know, you can't win all of them. Florida is one of the two or three teams in the conference that's got even the talent to be able to beat us. But I think the reasons really we didn't win the game was, you know, you can't allow somebody to shoot 13 threes. And my problem was it wasn't even that they were making them. If you're going to make threes, that's fine. But, I mean, it was uncontested, almost all of them. And you can't just have free, open Target practice in your own gym and expect to win the game. And I don't know if that's coaching. I know they kind of do percentage-wise, and they'll look at guys percentage-wise and say, hey, we'll let him shoot. But,
yeah.
I mean, Clayton, he's in the – when he steps in the gym, he's in range. And the other guys kind of followed suit, and that was kind of disappointing. So I don't – we got to get that cleaned up before we play somebody that can shoot the
Walter
ball.
Walter Clayton. Junior, the guard, goes for 40 minutes, plays the entire game.
After not playing the last two games.
And knocks back 19 points, 6 rebounds, 9 assists. That's a whale of a game. Why is it that other teams, Ben, can play someone who's hot or their best player the entire game and we won't do it?
I don't know if it's a conditioning thing or not. I will say this, going to Jonathan's point. Talked about a coaching thing. I tweeted out earlier, Jonathan. It's funny you mentioned that. I sent a tweet out earlier, and I said, Florida averages 9 threes a game. Well, when I sent that tweet, they had already hit 6 or 7 in the first half. And I said, if they get to 10 or 15, we're in trouble. And sure enough, they got 13 on the night. And yeah, that's the difference in the ball game. I mean, that's if we hold them their average of 9 instead of 13, you know, there's your 15 points right there.
Yeah, well – He had 16 at halftime, so he only finished with 3 in the second half, which was that was big. But I mean, you can't allow him to get that hot. And I think we had it down to 7 or 8, and he hits the 3 like right before half, and then we reach in and foul somebody over the back, and they get 2. That's like a 5-point swing in the last 5 seconds of the half. And then, you know, I think he doesn't play Broom as much as he can because I think we've got such depth. But I agree. I don't really know why he didn't go for. I don't know how many minutes he played, but
I'm not talking about Broom.
You talking about Tahoe? Yeah.
I am. Yeah. I am gonna continue to pound my chest and beat the table here. That kid needs to be on the court almost the entire game. He's a future NBA talent. He's a playmaker. He is a difference maker. And I love Denver Jones. But I heard this week after the Oklahoma game, Bruce Pearl even say to himself, well, Chad Baker probably play a little point guard as well.
Hmm.
They're going to have to figure out some different rotations here going down the stretch. When we play teams like Purdue and Ohio State, they're not used to playing us.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma's not used to playing us. They're new to the SEC. You saw what we did to them. But these other teams, including Todd Golden especially, mm-hmm. they've got a lot of data on Auburn. We're going to have to start giving some different looks down the stretch.
Jonathan, do you have tickets, or were you one of the campers out there?
Nah, we got season tickets, but that was kind of tough to see. I mean, of course, we get spoiled. We've obviously won. We don't hardly win or lose much at home, but I obviously thought before the season, you know, if you got them or Alabama or Tennessee is about the only teams that's a threat to come in here and win. But that was when you win 14 in a row, I guess you kind of expect to at least play better for sure. And that was, we're going to have to tighten it up though this week. Cause I mean, we got a lot of chances left. I think we could lose. Hopefully we keep it in check, but we gotta stay right and ready, I think. And it's going to be a big week this next week. We got to play our best to win both of those, I think. So
very well said, Jonathan. Thank you, man. War Eagle.
All right. Thank you. Hey, War Eagle.
As you two can get in, 334-321-9002. Uncle T-Bone Heap, I think the biggest thing is I keep going back to it, the effort. And that's the frustrating part for I think a lot of the fans is because, like you just heard it in Jonathan's voice, you knew we would probably lose a couple in the conference before the season was over with. You're kind of hoping it's on the road just because.
Sure.
I think Damian Fishback put it best as he said, you got a 10-point advantage in Neville Arena. Auburn has a 10-point advantage over every team because of momentum. It's given to them out of the gate. And if that's the case, then Florida won by 20 tonight.
Well, I mean, I was just about to say the Gators win 90-81 by 9 points, but did it really feel like 9 points?
No.
They beat the brakes off
Auburn. No, because they were 15-16 up with a couple of minutes left, and we just happened to hit a couple of shots and go to the line a couple of times.
And like he mentioned, also going into the at the end of the first half, it got a little squirrely from Auburn there. I think that's really when they lost control of the basketball game. But from that point on, you kind of knew in the back of your head it's coming.
Yeah.
This one's going to be a beating.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever.
I mean, they beat the brakes off Auburn today.
Oh, it was at one point in time, 21-point lead, and Auburn – kept clawing their way back in like you thought you were going to see at Iowa State. Head to the phone lines again, 334-321-9002. All brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic as well as Sensegreen Heating and Air. Who are we talking to?
Hey, this is Terry, Ben, and T. How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, wonderful, wonderful. Guys, can't we just give Florida a little credit? They shot the lights out today.
They did in the first half. It got toned back quite a bit in the second half, but by that time they had a big enough lead that it was ball game was almost over.
I don't know what they shot for the game, but they were up around 60% at one time.
Yes, they were. As a matter of fact, going into half, they were around 60%. They finished behind the arc at 39%. They were shooting 52 at the half. They were shooting 58% from the field in the first half. They got down to 48% by the second half. So, the first half absolutely killed Auburn.
Yeah, I mean, and Clayton was taking three-pointers way behind the line and hitting them.
Yeah.
Got to give Florida a little credit. I mean, Auburn played bad and they weren't inspired, but give Florida a little credit.
No, I did. I mean, they scored.
Plan and did it.
No, I did because I said, I mean, we gave Golden all the credit. We said he outcoached Bruce. I mean, he had a game plan that worked. And like Uncle T-Bone had said earlier, I mean, they put up 90. I mean, you know, and T-Bone and I were talking about it. There's only two teams that have put up 80 overall or put up 85 over Auburn, and both of them beat Auburn.
The happiest people in the world right now are the Duke fans.
Them and ESPN and CBS.
Yeah, the ESPN, you're right. So because they Duke will get ranked number one, and that's where they feel like they deserve it. And they've got a cushy schedule coming up, and they're going to be ranked number one, probably the number one overall seed in the tournament.
They will not lose the number one position because of who they have to play the rest of the season. So unless they lose tonight, which I think that game's going on right now, if I'm not mistaken, or if not, I don't think it's the primetime game. They will lose tonight, and if they lose tonight, then Katie bar the door, Alabama will be up there number one, and then Auburn could regain that spot next Saturday when they play in Tuscaloosa. But if they don't lose to Clemson, that's really their only chance to get beaten the rest of the year.
Quick update right now, number two, Duke, 20-2, up 36-32 at Clemson.
Yeah.
That's an 18-5 Clemson team. It's going to be a tournament team. They could actually give them a little trouble in the second half. 2:37 seconds left to go in that first half.
Happiest marks in the world today, I promise you.
My worry for Clemson tonight is Clemson went three overtimes Tuesday night or Wednesday night.
So, a little scuffle in this Duke Clemson game.
All right, Terry, thank you, bud. Appreciate it. Oregon.
By the way, Ben, a little scuffle. Duke forward Con Newpel, however you pronounce the name, has been hit with a flagrant foul following a backcourt tangle with Clemson guard Jaden Zachary. So getting a little hot and heavy in Clemson, South Carolina. That's the one team, maybe a couple others at best, that's going to give Duke any kind of trouble in the ACC is Clemson. That's a good Clemson team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they did some damage last year in the NCAA tournament. They're going to probably make it again this year.
Yeah, that very rarely do you hear anybody from Alabama taking up for Auburn. And Luke from Locked On that does Locked On Wednesdays.
Yeah, Luke Robinson.
Luke Robinson that does Locked On Wednesdays with Doug. Mm-hmm. Doug was asking about, he said, look, he said, the only person or only network happier than ESPN if Auburn loses and Duke wins on Saturday is going to be CBS. I didn't realize this. He said he goes to CBSSports.com all the time to grab a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
Duke and Cooper Flagg on the front every single day last week. With Auburn being number one, Auburn never made it to the front page of CBS.com.
That's crazy. Right now I'm over at CBSSports.com. Like you said, David Cobb article right there, front and center. Grades, Duke earns A heading into weekend.
See? So,
I mean, listen, the ACC is not even close to the caliber of basketball that the SEC is right now. Duke is, I think, a team, obviously, that would be in the top five either way if they're in the ACC or SEC. But the rest of the conference doesn't even come close to stacking up to what Auburn has to go through, or Alabama, or Florida, or Tennessee, or any of the teams. I mean, you're talking about 12 teams right now possibly in the NCAA tournament.
12, 13. Some people saying 13.
I say the over-under is 12.
I say the over-under is 12, too, because they're going to
more like 11 and a half.
They're going to beat each other up enough. It will take an outsider.
Do you think Oklahoma's a tournament team? I don't.
I do not think they're a tournament team, but I do think that Auburn and Alabama and Florida don't have anything to gain in the tournament. So if they play a lot of scrubs, Oklahoma could sneak in there and win the SEC tournament. Because of bailouts by the quote-unquote Big Three. Head of the phone lines again, 334-321-9002. All brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, and Sensegreen Heating and Air. For air that's warm and clean, call Sensegreen just like you called 334-321-9002. Who are we talking to?
Guys, I had to call back. This is Lonnie again from Lochefoke.
Lonnie with the callback. What's up, Lonnie?
Did you go to Walmart too today, Lonnie?
I try to avoid Walmart. I consider that the armpit of hell. Here's the thing, and one thing I forgot to mention, y'all had mentioned this either. Did y'all know the guard for Florida, the starting guard that averaged like 15 or 16 a game? He didn't even play today.
Yes. He was out for defensive reasons, has a hip pointer.
So
that's probably why Clayton Jr. got all 40 minutes.
So that to me makes the loss worse. I mean, again, I'm not worried about the team, but that's a little concerning when you've got, that would basically be like us having Broom out or Miles Kelly out for the entire game and us losing. You know what I mean? Like,
well, but Lonnie, let's talk about this real quick, because last week, I think it was last Saturday, Florida goes to Tennessee. They've got two players out, including Ziegler. and Tennessee blows them out. And the kind of the spin afterwards was, when you don't have your number one players going, or folks you're used to preparing for, all of a sudden they're just giving you different looks and you didn't get ready for it, and you can't, in that short amount of time, get ready for it. And that's why I think this continues to go back. And what Spector said, yeah, well, we found out our weaknesses tonight. I think we've known them.
Yeah.
I think if you're paying attention, you know what weaknesses Auburn has.
They just got exposed.
And there's got to be some personnel changes and different looks moving forward. You've gotten three and a half months of the same rotations. Chris Moore being in way too much. Sorry, buddy. I love him. Thank you for giving your entire career and 25 years at Auburn with Freddie Wagan. Mm-hmm. Okay? Hey, man, appreciate it. But, you know, it's time now. If you want to move towards a national championship, Auburn's going to have to start giving some teams some different looks.
Lonnie, and
Chris Moore is the guy that you bring in to, you know, with 3 minutes left in each half when you're up by 10.
And you need to hack
a shack like Adrian Killius.
Yep. No, I completely agree.
The other thing I wanted to ask y'all, what do you think the over-under was on cold snacks that Phillips had today? 9 or 10?
Oh.
I think he's 18 Natty Lights.
I'm hitting over on that away.
Natty Light, that's generous. You're talking about Schaefer, buddy.
They don't even make Schaefer.
War Eagle, Lonnie.
Thank God.
I will, and to Lonnie's point, he brings that up, and you made a good point about not preparing. I think you saw the same thing, because I said going into the Mississippi State game, I thought that team really scared me, and we were without Janai during that game. But then you had Chaney Johnson step up.
Right.
Like, I think Florida had players step up today in the absence, you know, of the player that was missing. And then again, that first half, man, they just – we couldn't hit bunnies and they couldn't miss 30-footers.
Good point. Listen, the last three Saturdays, Auburn's played Tennessee, Ole Miss, and Florida. And whether you want to admit it about Ole Miss or not, I think – the top 25 teams in the country, maybe 30, if they got hot enough, any of them could make a Final Four run.
Yeah.
These are really good basketball teams, and they're really well coached.
Yep.
And all of them wanted to knock Auburn off. Tennessee came in with everything they had. Heck, it felt like they put their whole season into that game. Ole Miss, the same at home. Florida now. Somebody was going to get them. I hope that Auburn takes the opportunity now to take a look in the mirror. And I think what's fearful for Auburn fans, and I know we got to get to a break, Ben, is that this is going to be like it was a few years ago with Wendell Green and Jabari Smith and Walker Kessler, where they did peak too soon at number one, and they can't replicate. That's Jack Cuddon saying peaking too soon means you can't replicate. I think Auburn can replicate what it does, especially in the tournament, if they get matchups with teams that have never seen them before. But there is a lot of data on them, and I think it's time for Bruce Pearl and Stephen Pearl and everyone over there and Ira Bowman to go into their bag of tricks and unleash something, not Tuesday night in Nashville, but next Saturday in Tuscaloosa, that nobody's seen Auburn run yet.
I completely agree. Before we get to one of our breaks, let's go to the phone lines one more time. Who are we talking to?
This is Joel Martin.
Hey, Joel, what's going on, man? War Eagle.
Hey, War Eagle to y'all. I was just going to say I 100% agree on Pettiford. Should, like, every end of the game, I'm like, why is he not in there? Like, you know, like 3 or 4 minutes until, and then he comes in, like the Tennessee game. And I agree. I think he should be starting, but he does come in pretty quickly. And also, just a comment from earlier, I believe Broom, if he went to Walmart, he still got the double-double, so it didn't really affect him too bad.
May have affected some of those bunnies that he missed in the first half. I will give him that. But, I mean, he said that he needed to be with the team. That's why I said, did you see any other team members there? Maybe they were all there. I don't know.
Yeah, correct. Like, if Denver Jones was there, who scored 2 points the entire game, then maybe he would have a valid more point, if I'm correct.
Exactly. But,
I would say, how concerned are y'all going to Vandy Tuesday night, considering they've already beaten Tennessee and Kentucky at home?
Very concerned, because I love their coach. And I think that, I mean, since, you know, since they've made the change up there at Vandy, and Vandy's so hard to play at just because of the way that floor is laid out. Because
history with them, we've lost there.
Oh yeah, it's everybody's history, because during the first half, your coaching staff is on the opposite end of the floor, so you miss calls. They can't make changes and adjustments during a set because they have to physically turn around to see you if you're a coaching staff. So I like Auburn walking away with it if they go into the half with the lead, because then they'll be able to make adjustments and be fine in the second half. If Vandy keeps it super close at the half or is even leading at the half, there needs to be concern.
Right. Yeah. It can just be pretty scary, especially going to Tuscaloosa next Saturday.
I've been saying this for weeks now. If you look at Auburn's schedule, this is the classic trap game in between massive matchups at home against Florida and then on the road at Alabama, which is going to be one of the best basketball game environments in recent history for both schools. I mean, it's going to be for playing for keeps up there. Yeah. And Vanderbilt sitting there in between sandwiched in those two games, you don't think it's a tough place to play? How many times do you think Texas Longhorns have ever played at Vanderbilt? They roll in there tonight, and that's a pretty, pretty hot Texas team, and they go down 86-78. That's another team like Oklahoma that I don't think is a tournament team. But if they got into the SEC tournament and got hot, could make it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they played so many different teams close. I mean, we were up by 15. Oh, yeah.
They've got good guard play, too.
Yeah.
Yes, correct. And so I just know it's a major, major, because everybody, we all thought we were going to win today, let's just be honest. Like, it's a home game.
I didn't.
Okay. All right, my bad.
But I did think we'd win today.
I didn't once the game's about 10 minutes into the game, but yeah. The first 5 minutes. But.
Listen, you know, they make Auburn an 18.5-point favorite Tuesday night against Oklahoma team that's got a great record, and I'm like, that's way too many points. That doesn't make sense.
I agree. 100%.
I'm going to take Auburn. They're going to somebody in Vegas knows something. So I see the line 8.5, 9 points, and I'm like, whoa! This is number 16 in the country. This is Todd Golden. There's no way Vegas doesn't know something I don't know. So I just assumed it was going to be like Oklahoma, and Auburn was going to take care of business at home. They did not. Fact.
They didn't know they were going to shoot 52% from three.
Well, I mean, listen, Florida had something for Auburn. Yeah. We appreciate the phone call, man. You can get in too.
We've
got about no problem, man. War Eagle, guys.
20 minutes left to go. 334-321-9002. Let's take a break, Ben. We're here at After the Game, brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic and SensaGreen. For air that's cool and clean, call SensaGreen.
What's up, Auburn fans? This is Jack Hutton. Join Uncle T-Bone and me this weekend for After the Game on Wings 94.3 as we recap the Auburn men's basketball game against Florida.
Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care. And brought to you by SensaGreen. For air that's cool and clean, call SensaGreen. This weekend, when the Auburn men's basketball game is over, After the Game is live and local on Wings 94.3, where Auburn sports rocks.
Hey, this is Ryan Wade, owner and stylist at 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. Basketball season is underway on the Plains, and it's time for basketball Tiger Takes. Join Bill and Dan every Thursday at 5:30 on The Drive as they visit with Auburn Basketball Center Dylan Cardwell. Every week, the guys hear the unique perspective from inside the locker room while learning the latest news about the team. Tiger Takes, every Thursday at 5:30 on The Drive on ESPN 106.7, brought to you by 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. War Eagle.
Achilles tendonitis is often as painful as it sounds. The Orthopedic Clinic is here to help get you back on your feet without pain or stiffness. Whether caused by overuse or degeneration, Achilles tendonitis can be treated usually without surgery. But the road to recovery isn't short, so get started right away at the Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
War Eagle, this is Coach Bruce Pearl. If you want the latest on Auburn basketball and the SEC, keep it locked right here on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader, ESPN 106.7. The only place you can get 7 straight hours of local sports talk, starting with the Max Roundtable at 11 a.m., On the Line with Jacob Goins at 2, followed by The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck at 4. ESPN 106.7.
After the Game on Wings 94.3 is presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. To be a part of the show, call 334-321-9002.
Well, the phone lines are on fire after the game on Wings 94.3, brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic and by SensaGreen for air that's cool and clean. Call SensaGreen. Speaking of calls, you can get in 334-321-9002. Florida Gators come to town and take care of business inside Neville Arena, 90-81 in a game that was, with about 5 minutes left to go in the first half, not that close. Florida really impressive today, Ben, and yes. Physical, tough, long, can shoot the eyes out when they get hot. That's a team that could easily win the national championship. I don't think there's any kind of shame in Auburn losing. You heard Bruce Pearl, post game, and he's been saying it a while. We're going to lose some games. Don't wig out. Stay with us.
Yeah.
But you got to be a little frustrated how the Tigers looked at home. It wasn't on the road where the Tigers have been undefeated in SEC play. They just didn't really seem to have that it factor today.
No, that the spark wasn't there, and I don't know if that's got to do anything with Walmart or them not getting well prepared or what it may be. You know, looking at what's ahead, you got Vandy.
Tiger players are banned from Walmart for the rest of the season.
You got right? Vandy coming up on Tuesday, then Bama, and then Arkansas. That's when we finally get a primetime game, Uncle T-Bone, against Arkansas, of all people. You know, the only reason they want that is because of Cal. Ain't no doubt. And that will be in Neville. That's the good news. That's why they're doing it.
Listen,
and then Georgia, and then after Georgia you got Ole Miss. So I'll do a little exercise with you. In the next five games, what does Auburn go? Vandy, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Ole Miss. You had to pick a record right now.
They'll go 3-2. And I'm leaning towards 4-1 because I think they're going to make a statement up in Tuscaloosa next Saturday.
I say 4-1 because of what you just said. I think the loss today wakes them up a little bit. So I say 4-1, and I'm negative Nancy now. I told you going in these last five. I was 2-3. That's what I said.
Between the two of us, we've watched more Auburn athletics than we'd like to admit. We've seen plenty of letdowns and beatdowns and plenty of highs, but a lot more lows. Yeah. So we're going to be realistic, jobbily here. And I'm not saying that's lingering or lurking, but I'm with you. I mean, I don't think it's being a negative Nancy. You're just a realist about Auburn athletics. This is a really good basketball team that could easily win a national championship. They're fantastic talent-wise. They're going to be well-coached. The ball has to bounce 100 different ways right for you, and the refs have to call double dip dribble like they didn't do against Virginia to get you in that championship game. So, I mean, I don't think it's unrealistic to say, they could easily go 2-3 and be negative Nancy. I don't think it's being negative Nancy. I haven't really heard a lot of negativity tonight. No. It's just a lot of things that we think should be – I don't know, maybe some house cleaning, house
– we've heard a lot of disappointment tonight.
Disappointing. Boy, Florida looked really good tonight. That's probably the best game they've played all year.
It is. They played
maybe against Tennessee at home when they blew them out.
That's the thing, is that the first part of the year and first part of conference play, texting my old roommate and I said, this is the best team in the conference right now. Talking about Florida.
Right.
And then they stubbed their toe. And I was like, well, if they're going to show up and do that, when's Auburn going to do that?
Good point. Well, I'm with you, Ben. And so, you know, you talk about this Florida team or any team that can make a run in the NCAA tournament. They're going to stub their toe.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going through this conference undefeated. It's not going to happen. You saw Alabama, who's really good.
Yeah.
And I'm as big an Auburn fan as there is, but they're super good. Ole Miss went in there and cracked them.
Yep.
They, on their home court, they did not get off the bus. It happens. These are college kids who go to Walmart to get Reese's Cups for basketball games.
Mark Sears.
You know, and so there's some wake-up calls that need to happen, some alarm bells. I don't know if that's necessarily fair or not. I want to see them and how they look against Vanderbilt. I think they're going to go into Vanderbilt and punish them. Here's what bothers me about this loss to Florida, though. and this is what Cal's going to do with his team, and it's what he did with Kentucky last year when they came in when game day was here. They attack the rim and follow up with rebounding.
Mm-hmm.
This Florida team didn't really have to attack the rim tonight. Their big guys were just big guys who mm-hmm. balled out, but they were popping threes, and that's something that Auburn, for the most part outside of Duke, has really prevented all season.
Yeah.
So if Alabama starts popping threes next Saturday, you better watch out.
Well, and I told you, I'm not harnessing the blame on him. He just had a bad game. But your two best defenders, and Chad Baker-Mazzara and Denver Jones, had a terrible defensive game today.
They did.
And that just lets you know how important they are defensively, especially when it comes to guard play, because they play 50% better than what they did. Auburn wins this game. A squeaker, maybe by two, maybe by one, but they prevent those shots from going up. And the problem, you know, if you're a basketball guru, the problem with those long threes that they were taking, that's what helped them with rebounding, because that's long rebounds. And our guys are out there on the perimeter, 30 feet out, and the other guys are right under the baskets. Everything in the middle got brought up, got picked up by Florida for second chance threes. As a matter of fact, Christian, before he went to do the Lee Scott game, we were sitting in there watching the game in the other studio, and, you know, one guy at the end took a shot, very well defended, misses it. I forgot who it was that took it. Florida gets the rebound. He, of course, goes to the other side of the floor. They leave him wide open. I said, he ain't missing it twice in a row.
Right.
And he didn't. You can't give those
guys
like
that. That's
like
giving you two putts in a row.
Yes.
You're going to drain one of them.
Just give me a read.
But I'm saying, you know, we talked about earlier, rebounds tonight weren't really that big a difference in Florida. 40 total rebounds for the Tigers, 40 for Florida. But it's still the same deficiency when we're on defense. Defensive rebounds, 25 compared to Florida, 29. You know what I like to say about Bruce Pearl and his bread and butter?
Mm.
You got to rebound and you got to get into transition. Mm-hmm. That's when the Tigers are so athletic and have been and successful under him. I just feel like we're giving teams too many chances
mm-hmm.
when they're on offense, second chances, like you said, third chances. We've got to figure out a way to rebound better. And, you know, I'm not the coach. I can't do it. But if we can start rebounding better and getting transition, I think we're going to be really hard to beat, obviously, like we have been.
I think the biggest wake-up call will come to them when they always sit down and they watch film the following day on the previous game, win, lose, or draw. I think when they see how poor their performance was tonight, because you don't – as a player, they're not living that in the moment. They're getting frustrated. But, I mean, then they look at the stat sheet and Broome goes, I had 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, look how many you missed.
You have him in Cardwell again, like last Saturday, 25 rebounds between the two, and you're thinking, man, that's really tough. We shouldn't have lost this basketball game.
Right.
So, you know, we're not nitpicking. I think you just got to go a couple of layers deeper and figure out, all right, so how can we tweak this just a little bit? Last year when we were playing against Yale, lose that basketball game, and I hate to keep bringing this up. I was sitting there jumping up and down. You got to get Broome. You're playing against an Ivy League team. Get Broome and get Cardwell on the court together and hammer these kids.
Yeah.
Hammer them back to Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're way more physical than them.
Yep.
Well, we're doing that. Well, you know, and we've been doing it all season, especially in conference play, and it works for the most part. But when it's not working, you got to come up with something different.
Yeah.
And it's time to pivot and start giving some teams some different looks, because you get in tournament play, it could be there's going to be what mismatches can you come up with?
Mm-hmm.
Everything's going to look different from game to game.
Yeah.
I think this Tiger team easily is going to make a deep run in the tournament as long as they can go ahead and close out the rest of the SEC and not get some kind of weird seeding like they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've got to see I've got to see more Tahad Pettiford, and I got to see Denver back in that too. And if Chad Baker-Mazzara can play some point guard just in spurts to spell Denver, Miles Kelly can play in spurts, because the guy from Furman's not going to play.
No, even that's if you get them in there to have 7 to 10 possessions, they bring it up the floor.
Just give them a rest and get Denver a rest. He's got to get back to that too, because, I mean, he's so dangerous when shooting the ball, and I want to see him. You mentioned something about him earlier in the week. I heard you on Doug's show, and I just thought it was one of the most insightful things I've heard yet about this Tiger team basketball-wise and how much of a field general he is, not necessarily in the game, but in the breaks of the game, calming the referees down who have an emotional problem with some of Auburn's players. And that's just blatantly obvious. And I thought that was just wonderful. He's got to get more confident scoring the game to be more confident to lead this team. He could be the leader of this team de facto.
There is no doubt.
And that's really important. But if he's not knocking back shots, man, they're not going to go deep in the NCAA. I'm sorry.
No, because they're going to, if he's not making shots like he wasn't tonight, they're not going to allow Miles to take shots.
There you go.
Because he's the only other one out there during the in that rotation.
It's like shutting down the number one wide receiver.
Exactly. You take it away.
Michael Irvin had the Dallas Cowboys had Alvin Harper on the other side.
Yes. And
Jay Novacek in the middle.
And that was said by Damian said that to Ron Slay on the set where Ron Slay asked him, said, this is the best Auburn team. He said, team, yes, because they all depend on one another. This is the best Auburn team, Damian said, he has ever seen come through on campus. And he said, yeah, but you got these guys, you got Charles that came through and you got, you know, when they had Walker and Jabari on the same, he goes, it wasn't a team. They didn't depend on one. He said, right now, the fives depend on the ones who depend on the twos, who depend on the threes, who depend on the fours, who also depend on the fives because you've seen lobs between the four and fives before too. Mm-hmm. And same thing defensively. One guy switches another. This team does great at switch, and they did not do that tonight. And that allowed some wide open shots for Florida. Florida walks away with a 9-point victory. Got to get to another break. It's all brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for the orthopedic care. Locations in Auburn and Opelika, better serving you. Visit them online at theorthoclinic.com. It's also brought to you by who?
Sensegreen, baby, for air that's cool and clean. 2 weeks ago, when it was freezing cold, it was warm and clean, but it is 85 today. So for air, you're turning that air conditioning on, call Sensegreen.
I love it. And that's because you're going to smell that smell, so you need to go ahead and get them come over there, all right?
Fact.
You are after the game. We got time for probably another call. We'll go up to the top of the hour as you're hanging with Ben and Uncle T-Bone.
When bones get out of joint or vice versa, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot or ankle, back, neck or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment. 334-749-8303 or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Hey, this is Ryan Wade, owner and stylist at 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. Basketball season is underway on the plains, and it's time for basketball Tiger Takes. Join Bill and Dan every Thursday at 5:30 on The Drive as they visit with Auburn Basketball Center Dylan Cardwell. Every week, the guys hear the unique perspective from inside the locker room while learning the latest news about the team. Tiger Takes, every Thursday at 5:30 on The Drive on ESPN 106.7, brought to you by 12K Salon in downtown Auburn. War Eagle.
War Eagle, this is Coach Bruce Pearl. If you want the latest on Auburn basketball and the SEC, keep it locked right here on Auburn Opelika Sports Leader ESPN 106.7. The only place you can get 7 straight hours of local sports talk, starting with the Max Roundtable at 11 a.m., On the Line with Jacob Goins at 2, followed by The Drive with Bill Cameron and Dan Peck at 4. ESPN 106.7.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable Carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
After the Game is on Wings 94.3, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. Find them online at theorthoclinic.com.
Few minutes left here at After the Game, Wings 94.3, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. Visit them online at orthoclinic.com. Brought to you also by Sensegreen Heating and Air, for air that's warm, cool, whatever, and clean. Call Sensegreen. You can get in just a few minutes left at the top of the hour, 334-321-9002. Well, we've broken down the game today. It's a disappointing loss, but it's not the end of the world. Tigers are going to be okay. Everyone just sing Kumbaya and get you a fire going. It's all good. Nothing to worry about here. Nothing to see. Move it on along. So we're going to move it on along right now. Ben, you're high on this Vanderbilt coach, and the Tigers will be there Tuesday night, 7 o'clock on the SEC Network in Nashville.
I am. I told you, I got a buddy that lives in Nashville. He got his post-grad degree there. He played at, he played college ball at Middle Tennessee State, so he's pretty tuned in to how basketball world goes. And he was not high on the previous staff. And he said, you know, when this guy got in, he said, I'm all in. He said, the guy knows what he's doing. He's coaching strangers right now. I think he may have one or two that transfer portal that he brought in that are on his team. But other than that, he kind of got the leftovers of what the previous staff left him. And you've seen him play hard against people and put them in at least a position to be successful. So that should scare Auburn fans and the Auburn team that this is not a Vandy team that you can take for granted. And the reason being is just because they have a tendency to play well at home, and under this guy, as well as the last couple of years that they've been playing, play the team to upset somebody. And it's because they've not been picked to do anything. So they'll have some guy that'll go. And that's what's hurt Auburn. Uncle T-Bone, I don't know if you've noticed, but some of the games that Auburn has had that have been close, it did not happen tonight. It was a well-balanced team attack by Florida. But even Ole Miss, you got that kid that goes for 29.
Yeah.
You know, they'll always have a player that they'll let go for 30, for 29.
That kid wasn't even much bigger than a Smurf.
He was smaller than me. I mean. Yeah.
And just firing down.
And getting rebounds. I know you're talking about the rebounds?
I mean, he was relentless.
It was unbelievable.
It was an effort game, and he was hot. And you're right. It's South Carolina.
Yeah.
The guy, you know, just showing up and dominating inside. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot of ways to beat Auburn. Florida did it with everybody today, but you know, you get a Herculean effort out of somebody from Vanderbilt, and all of a sudden they're at home and you're down 10 with 3 minutes left to go on that funny court, and it's Tuesday night and you've got Alabama looming, you're ready to just go home.
I mean, it's there's a recipe for disaster this week. And it comes in the fact of letting somebody for Vandy go off for 30.
They got to stop the bleeding right now. There doesn't need to be any bleeding. This is just a beat. This wasn't a bleed.
No.
You saw this last year. Auburn goes on the road, loses at Alabama, loses on Mississippi State for some reason when they went on that like 10-day road trip that was only like 4 hours away.
Yeah.
But then they stopped the trauma.
Yes.
Right? They need to do that right now.
Yep.
Don't give any kind of negative momentum, any opportunity to root in. Go up to Vanderbilt and punish them. Get physical, get mean, get Tahad Pettiford on the court more, and just roll them and then get home and get rested up as you get ready to go to Alabama, which is going to be a war. Real quick, some of the scores around the league. Ben, Tennessee rolls 70-52 over Oklahoma. South Carolina, speaking to them, their season's finished. They're done. Kentucky kills them at home in Rupp, 80-57.
I really thought they had an opportunity to play.
I did not.
Kentucky Wildcat killer today, just because they've been close in so many games.
They did what so many teams have done. They put all their eggs in the basket of beating number one Auburn.
Yep.
But most of those other teams had enough fuel left to come back and continue on with the season and make some hay. South Carolina just blew it then, and they haven't been the same since. Texas goes to Vanderbilt, like we've talked about, and loses. I think the Longhorns are in serious jeopardy of being off the bubble along with Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. Too many teams are saying the SEC is going to get in. That's not going to happen. Texas A&M and my man Wade Taylor IV with a big-time shot, 1.5 seconds at Missouri, a team that Bruce Pearl told everybody was going to give other teams problems after the first SEC game for Auburn. A&M goes into Missouri and gets a huge win. That's a team, and we were talking about this at the break, how we think maybe the top 20, I really feel like the top 25 teams, somebody could come out of nowhere and be in the Final Four. If you get in the Final Four, anything can happen, and I think A&M's one of those teams.
I told Wade during the break that we were talking about that, and I said, anybody in the top 20, he says top 25, I said top 20, and the reason being is just because they all have the potential to get to the Final Four. And then after that, you can flip a coin to see what takes place in the Final Four, because we've clearly seen in the past
anything
not the best two teams end up in the final game. And so I think anybody in the top 20 can get to, especially when it comes to seeding in the NCAA tournament. I mean, you can have a team that is ranked number 18, and then all of a sudden maybe somebody gets upset ahead of them and they draw, I don't know, a 45 seed or a 40 seed, whenever, you know what I mean? Like overall, right. 40, like, and not necessarily in their bracket, but in overall. Sure. So it's all the luck of the draw when it comes to that. And I think any in the top 20 right now, because they'll get spread out evenly pretty much throughout the bracket. The ones, twos, and threes, and fours won't ever play one another until the Elite Eight. And so I think they got it. And all the top 20 are going to be one, twos, threes, and fours.
You got a lot of good basketball teams. Speaking of bubble busters, there's one going on in Athens right now. Mississippi State up with 2 minutes, 54 seconds left, 75-71 over Georgia. The Bulldogs of Georgia really need that one. I still think Mississippi State's going to get in to the tournament, but I'm not so sure about Georgia. And then tonight, big one up in Arkansas. Watch out, Alabama, number three tied, travels to Arkansas and red hot all of a sudden, John Calipari. And then, of course, LSU and Ole Miss, and LSU's horrible.
They are awful.
They're bad. They're almost as bad as South Carolina. Listen, and they've got a lot of athletes on that team, too. It's just really weird. They have not been able to put it together since Will Wade left.
I think they're worse than South Carolina. From what I saw.
I probably agree with you on that.
I mean,
that.
I've only seen them play a couple of times. And the times I've seen them play, I'm like, a few years ago when Auburn High School made a run like 3 or 4 years in a row at state championship. Remember, mm-hmm. they actually had a bigger line than Auburn University did during the Barbie years, and they made those runs at the state title. That team could beat LSU.
Well, if you haven't seen South Carolina play old LSU yet this season, just tune in to the Tuesday of the SEC tournament. They're going to go off first as the worst two teams.
Final score will be 42-38.
Take the under. Ben, it's been a lot of fun, buddy.
It has. Enjoyed it, man. As it's all been brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic at East Alabama's go-to center for the orthopedic care, locations in Auburn and Opelika, better serving you. Go online to theorthoclinic.com. Also brought to you by Sensegreen Heating and Air, for air that's warm and clean, or cool and clean, what it's going to be here in the next couple of days, with it being in the 70s and possibly 80s. Call Sensegreen today. Again, thank you guys, all callers. You guys avoid Walmart today, as you've been listening to after the game with Uncle T-Bone and Ben. Jack
poor
will be back
poor old
next
Lolly
week.
World just catching strays out of nowhere.
I can't wait till Jack deals with this next week. You guys have a fantastic weekend. We'll see y'all next weekend.
Join us again next time after the game. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care, with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. And brought to you by Sensegreen. For air that's cool and clean, call Sensegreen. After the Game is a live local production of Wings 94.3, where Auburn sports rocks.